Welcome back. Our next segment is one of the best examples we've seen recently of the oft-used expression, think globally and act locally. At town hall meetings across New Hampshire, climate change resolutions are being passed, and the effort is being spearheaded by a new group called the Carbon Coalition. As if all that is not encouraging enough for you, the coalition is being led by a former Republican politician and publisher by the name of Ted Leach, who was first elected to the New Hampshire House of Representatives in 2000, served till 2004, and as a member of the Science, Technology, and Energy Committee, he co-sponsored the main amendment that established the first four pollutant bill in the nation. We'll ask him to review that. He's also the founder and publisher of Leach Newspapers. He's now retired to work full-time as a volunteer for the Carbon Coalition. So we welcome you to EcoTalk. Thanks for your good work.
Well, it's good to be with you, Betsy.
How did you come to, did you found or co-found the Carbon Coalition?
The Carbon Coalition was actually founded by a group of conservation organizations here in the state, foremost of which was Clean Air, Cool Planet, the New Hampshire Forest Society, the local Audubon Society, and some other ones. And what they wanted to do was to put together a nonpartisan coalition of citizens and businesses, students, organizations, what have you, to advocate for a national energy policy that protects the communities and the environment from global warming and carbon pollution. So the operative two words there were nonpartisan. So I was selected as one of two co-chairs. I was the Republican co-chair, and a gentleman by the name of Joe Keefe, who used to be the Democratic state chairman, was the Democratic co-chair. And we met. I'd never met Joe, so we met for breakfast one morning before the menus were even delivered. We said, let's quit calling it bipartisan and let's start calling it nonpartisan, and that's the way it's been ever since.
Good for you. And the Granite State is showing some strength here. Why New Hampshire, do you think?
Well, I mean, the end game on this is to leverage this right into the New Hampshire primary. And what we've done now is we've sort of aggregated 180 towns in the state, you know, and had them coalesce around this resolution. And now we have something to talk to aspiring presidential candidates and allow New Hampshire sort of to speak with one voice.
Are you also seeing signs of climate change in reduced snow, perhaps until recently, and perhaps less distinct seasons? And I heard word that it was affecting the syrup industry as well.
Yes, and it's been actually amazing. We started the Carbon Coalition in 2003, and we had a little run-up there. There was a presidential primary in 2004 and whatnot. But we were having to force our way into Rotary clubs and Lions clubs and, you know, to talk to them about global warming. Here within the last 2 years, people are calling us, please come in and tell us more about this. We want to know more about this. You know, a lot of that, I'm sure, is attributable to Al Gore's film, mm-hmm. a lot of it to mm-hmm. Katrina. But people around here, just all they have to do is open their eyes and they know something isn't right. One of the things we talk about a lot is in 1977, there were 48 ski areas in the state of New Hampshire. Today, there are 15. Of the 15, two of them are on the auction block. In the early 1970s, 80% of the maple syrup in this country was generated in New England, 20% in Canada. Today, it's just the reverse. So people are seeing, you know, plants blooming earlier, birds coming back that don't belong here until late spring, just on many, many fronts. And people are starting to pull all that together now, and they know something's going on, and they want to know more about it.
Wow. Some 134 towns have passed the initiative so far?
Actually, that was the count this morning. It's up to 143 now.
It's happening that fast?
Well, what happened was it was the entire thing would have ended this weekend with just a couple of exceptions. We had it on the ballot in 180 towns, which was about 100 more than we thought we were going to get when we started this. And this past weekend, was the major town meeting weekend. But we got socked with a tremendous snow and ice storm. So about half of the remaining towns postponed their meetings until, you know, a later date.
I see.
And about half of them went, so that we've been busy this morning just trying to find out who met and what did they say. So the count right now is 143 have passed it, and 9 have not passed it.
And will that continue? Is there any end point to your efforts?
Well, I mean, I think the final town meetings now were postponed till, I think one is even the 31st of March or something like that. At that point, then we'll have all of these statistics in, and then we can see these 165 maybe towns that passed it represent what percentage of the New Hampshire population. We're thinking it's going to be about 60%, maybe a little higher than that, the New Hampshire population.
Is this the first time you can recall, you know, towns taking on not only national issues but global?
This is the second time, and the template for this was done in 1983, and this was done by the New Hampshire Forest Society, and they did exactly the same thing. The issue then was acid rain, which was a real New Hampshire issue because acid rain comes out of smokestacks that come out of power plants in the Midwest that are burning coal. And here we are, downwind of that, or as we like to say, the tailpipe of the nation. So acid rain was a real issue for New Hampshire. And they got it on 200 town ballots and passed it on 197. That year, there were seven Democratic candidates running for president in New Hampshire. And by the time the election was over, every one of them had bought into the sulfur dioxide emissions that were enumerated in that resolution. So we've seen this work before.
Wow. Impressive. You are quite enlightened environmentally. Tell us about the four pollutant bill that you led.
The four pollutant bill, when I was elected to the New Hampshire House of Representatives, the four pollutant bill had already been drawn up by a local representative by the name of Jeb Bradley, who went on to become a U.S. representative. And Jeb had worked out this bill quite painstakingly with all of the various stakeholders, with the electric companies and the environmental organizations and whatnot. It still wasn't perfected, but it had, you know, all sorts of capping mechanisms in it. There were pieces of the pollutant mix that were still unknown, such as mercury emissions. And so there were caveats built right into the bill that said, we're not quite sure what this is right now. Here's the deadline for finding out what the mercury emissions are from these plants, and then once those are known, here's what the next steps are going to be. So it was a very, to me, enlightened piece of legislation, and I don't know how many committee hearings we had on it. It was absolutely phenomenal, and it finally just got down to where the entire bill was going to be rewritten after all of these hearings, and the amendment would actually become the bill itself. And by this time, I was beginning to come up to speed, not nearly as enlightened as the people who had written the original bill, but I signed on as the sponsor of that amendment, and that four pollutant bill came through. And the thing that was different about it, of course, was it was the first time that carbon had been put into a piece of legislation.
And that can be how it all begins. Fran Pavley just sponsored some legislation that turned out to be landmark legislation here in California. We fancy ourselves to be quite green here in the Golden State. Is New Hampshire what you would call a green state? Sounds like it's certainly getting deeper green.
New Hampshire's had a great tradition of stewardship of the environment. It had a little hiccup early, 4 or 5 years ago, where everything sort of stopped as we got an administration in that really wasn't focused on it at all. Now it's digging its heels back in again, and I think all of the New England states are sort of thinking along the same lines. I'm also the national director of a group called Republicans for Environmental Protection. It has nothing to do with the party itself. In fact, it's based in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
We're at Martha Marx's group. We've had
her
on the
Martha
show.
Martha Marx's group, exactly.
Good for you.
And we're trying to, you know, to bring that into New England too. You know, the feeling being, as you well know, that if you don't have a good, strong environmental presence in both parties, nothing's going to happen.
That's right. And without a healthy environment, nothing is going to happen.
Right.
Thanks so much, Ted Leach. We're out of time. We really appreciate your being with us and especially appreciate the good work you're doing leading up the Carbon Coalition in New Hampshire. We'll be back right after these messages.
Thank you. I don't want this feeling to go away.